Well, hello and welcome to the ABCs of Christian Growth. Today, this is Brother Thurman, and I welcome you. And today we're going to be going back into our study of the letter D, which is study number 4, and we're talking about the Christian's daily walk. Now, these studies are designed for the saved. This is the Christian, the ABCs of Christian growth. The ABCs, the study of the ABCs of Christian growth. You can't grow in Christianity until you've been born again. And that's a fact. So what we want to do is continue in our study. I pray that that you've been walking with the Lord and that you've been fighting the good fight of faith. And I want you to know before we even get started today how much I appreciate you and admire you for disciplining yourself to study the Word of God. Because if you're going to study the Word of God in this world today, you're going to have to do it on purpose. And all of our forefathers had to do it on purpose, and a lot of them had to go through things that we don't have to go through yet. But the world is changing right before your eyes, just like the Lord said it would, and you can expect more changes to come. And we need to be prepared. And what is the main thing that we need to do to be prepared, the Lord said, is to know His Word, is to know what God says. And that's what we're doing. We're studying God's Word so we'll know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. You ask a bunch of prisoners in jail and ask them, if there's a difference in being made free and a difference in being set free, you can, there's a whole bunch of, when I was preaching in the jails, and ask them, you know, that you can be in jail and you can be made free. But when you're still in jail, you're not set free, you see. And, the Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, not set you free. Okay? You might not be free in your you might be sitting up in a jailhouse, but you'd be free in your spirit. And the Bible says he that is free indeed. Remember? Okay. So we talked about how to keep your first love. You remember that? We spent a great deal of time, as a matter of fact, the whole last lesson, I think the first lesson on that. And we talked about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and how we can keep our first love with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Now, there's no sense in studying about a daily walk if you don't have anything to walk for. Okay? And one thing we need to understand is that we don't walk for a bunch of creeds. We don't walk for a bunch of man-made creeds and things like that, and sayings and traditions and things like that. Our walk is because of a person. It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take Buddha out of Buddhism. You take Muhammad out of Muhammadism. You take in Islam, and you take Hare Krishna out of that one, and you take all them big shots out of them religions, and you can still be a good Buddha. A Buddhist, but now you take Jesus Christ out of Christianity, you can't be a Christian. You can't be a Christian, you see, because he is what makes Christianity. And we talked about how to keep your first love with Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And the bottom line that we came down, we talked about a lot of things, but the bottom line that we came down with was that when we lose our awareness of our need for God. Remember, I didn't get my marbles straightened up here, and we leave our first love when we lose our daily awareness of our need for God. You know, we can be Christians and we can serve the Lord and we can go through the motions and go through the process and the church membership and gathering together with the assembly and all this and not have any joy in our lives whatsoever. And the reason for that is because we have lost our awareness of our need for God. And I hope that since the last time that we talked, that you have prayed about that and you've talked it over with the Lord about, and maybe even confessed some things. We all need to do that. That you need the Lord. That you need Him. And we do need Him. And well, man, what a miserable life it is for a Christian to live, trying to live in this wicked world, in a wicked body, in an evil body, and with a wicked mind to fight with. And all these things, and resisting the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, and all of this, and not feel and trying to deceive ourselves into thinking that we don't need the Lord. Now, we don't need the Lord. We do need the Lord. And we need to, one of the things that we need to keep in the foremost of our heart and not let our heart deceive us is that we do need the Lord. Because our heart's a lie to us. Our mind's a lie to us. The world lies to us. The devil lies to us. And everybody else lies to us. But the Lord doesn't lie to us. And God the Holy Ghost and the Word of God doesn't lie to us. So we leave our first love when we lose our daily awareness of our need for God. The Bible says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them that are evil. And thou hast tried them which say that they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I'll come to thee quickly and remove the candlestick out of the place, except out of his place, except thou repent. Now the Bible says, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Boy, don't we get in that kind of predicament whenever we forget the fact that we need God, and we think that we can make it on our own. And when it comes down to push come to shove and all the things that we deceived ourselves about, maybe a new boat or a new car or a new house, or that's why everybody's always looking for something new, because all that other old new stuff, that's just what it is, old new stuff. There's nothing new under the sun, and nothing satisfies the awareness that we need God. We was created for the Lord and to give Him glory. We wasn't created so God could do things and serve us. We was created so we could serve Him and give Him glory. You see, and we're creatures of habit, and we do things by service. We do things we're used to. We are built to serve. We are made to serve. Created to serve. When the Lord created Adam and Eve, He put them in that garden. Give them something to do, and they begin to serve. And the same thing with us. And we are to be servants of the Lord and present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So let's talk some more. Let's get started on this daily walk. Now, Bible Christianity is not a creed. I said that a minute ago. It's not a creed. It's not a set of beliefs. It's a person. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we receive Him as a real person into our heart and life. And although there may be many things to learn about the Lord in the Christian life, we must never, ever forget that there's a personal relationship to be enjoyed and maintained. We're talking about a person. God the Holy Ghost is a person that lives within your body. Jesus Christ is a person. And we serve a true and living, real, live, living God. It ain't like your Hollywood theatrical gods that they make up and all this stuff. That's man controlling God, you see. That's what man loves to do. But we can't control this God because He's real and He made us. And we love Him. And let's see. Now, there's some personal relationships. Now, how do you keep a personal relationship? Now, the idea of a daily walk is keeping a personal relationship with the Lord. And how do you keep personal relationships that you have? You keep them by communication, don't you? I mean, if you can't keep a relationship between a husband and a wife or in a family if the family never, ever talks to one another. Communication has to be there. All right. Now, every Christian needs a daily walk with the Lord to enjoy all that God has in store for them. Okay? Now, this is the battleground where victory and defeat in the Christian life is going to be decided. This is where the enemy fights viciously to try to destroy your relationship with the Lord. And he does it by trying, remember what I told you before? He does it by trying to take that Bible away from you. If he can stop you from being in relationship with your Bible, which is being in relationship with the Lord, and you'll see that in just a minute, is part of it. And if he can take that Bible from you, or he can take that prayer from you, then he can cut the communication that's in your relationship, you see. And this is when you keep a relationship with anybody else on this earth, in your family or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend or fiance, whatever it is, or whoever it is, excuse me, you have to have communication, and you have to keep that communication line open. All right, and you have to talk to one another and talk with one another. All right, same thing with the Lord. Now, there's some vital requirements. There's some necessary requirements that have to be in order to have a good daily walk. And what we're going to title this is just the vital requirements of a good daily walk. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. So, God's will for you as a young Christian or as a Christian, for any Christian, but especially young Christians, is to what? According to that verse, is to what? Is to grow up. Is to grow in spiritual maturity. Grow up into spiritual maturity. Now, one vital requirement for a good daily walk is that you continue to grow. I mean, even in physical life, if a child is born, the first thing mom and daddy instinctively do is start sticking things in his mouth so he get nutrition so he can what? So he can grow. So he can grow. And then as he gets older and gets up on his knees and his hands walking around and gets in a high chair and gets growing and growing and growing, the food changes and you just keep on feeding and keep on feeding and the food changes and he gets stronger and stronger and grows up. Same thing with keeping a daily walk and staying healthy and having a daily healthy relationship with the Lord. Now, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. It's something that you got to want on purpose. Now, a lot of the reason that people don't grow and have a daily walk with the Lord is just bottom line, they don't want to have a relationship with the Lord. And you say, what? You're out there messing with that sin, and you're messing with the things that are displeasing with the Lord. You're not going to have a good relationship with the Lord, because the Lord's holy and he's not going to partake of any of that mess at all, and he's not going to have anything to do with it. And if you're going to indulge in it, and you're going to continue to do it, I ain't talking about tripping and falling and getting back up. I'm talking about turning your back on the Lord and lifting your heels up to the Lord and spitting in his face and going out and playing with the devil. That's what I'm talking about. All right, but in order to have a daily walk with the Lord, can two walk together unless they be agreed? No, they can't. Okay, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Now there's three verses straight in a row, Ephesians 4, 14 and 15, and 1 Peter 2, 2, and 2 Peter 3:18 that we've seen so far, that command us and tell us to grow in spiritual maturity. Grow up. Learn the things of God. That's exactly what you're doing right now. Now, the question is, okay, I understand, Brother Thurman, that I need to grow. I understand that I can have a good daily walk, and it'll help my daily walk to grow in spiritual maturity, but how do I do it? Well, there's a number of essential requirements for physical growth, and we talked about that, and some things that you got to have. You got to have your vitamins. You got to have this. You got to have that for that physical body to grow, and there's some also requirements for spiritual growth. Now, this study's going to deal with two main things that you need for a daily walk with the Lord. Now, John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Okay, so we're not talking about, when we're talking about physical things and fleshly things, we're talking about that. But when we're talking about spiritual things, we're talking about spiritual food and spiritual nourishment and spiritual stuff. Okay? So that's what we're talking about now. God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Okay? So how do we get this nutrition? How do we get the essentials that we need for spiritual growth? Well, just imagine a graph here. I'm gonna paint a picture for you. Say on your paper over on the left side, you draw a little circle and you put the word me in there to represent you. All right, and then from that circle, going down like you would do it, we're going to draw a diamond, say. All right, but a diamond that's sideways instead of up and down. A horizontal diamond. Okay, now from that me, you go to the right and you go down to the bottom of the diamond, and you put the word prayer. Put the word prayer. In other words, me to prayer. All right, and what is prayer? Well, prayer just simply, the prayer just simply means that I talk to God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 and 27, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, talking about God the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So draw the line from me down to prayer, that I pray and I talk to God, okay, and the God the Holy Ghost dwelling in me, He knows my heart and He knows God's heart, and He is able to take my groan, He's able to take the things that are in my heart and translate them into what God needs to hear in the truth and the purity of it, and kind of narrate the conversation, if you will. Okay, now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Now, that does not mean that you got people sit on top of a telephone pole for 6 months in a row in a yoga position and blah 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 and stuff like that and do all these crazy things and stuff like that because of verses like this. And you can make the Bible say anything that you want to say, but this pray without ceasing right here, it don't mean anything like you gotta always, you can't be praying. I mean, you can be praying in your heart, but you gotta be watching the road when you're going 70 miles an hour down the interstate, okay? Alright, so that's not what the Bible's talking about here. Pray without ceasing is kind of like cooking a big Thanksgiving meal, the way I heard it, and it made sense to me. Some of the food that you're going to make, you want all the ideas that you want all the food to come out on the table at the same time, and all of it be ready, and all of it be warm. warm and all of it be this and all of it be that. Well, a good cook's going to have to take some of it and cook it ahead of time and then put it on the back burners and let it be on the back burners, staying warm and staying like it needs to be while they're cooking the turkey in the oven for 4, 5, 6 hours, and then while they're getting the potatoes and all that fixed and then the gravy and all that, and all this got to come together at the same time. Okay, well, praying without ceasing means that all the prayers that need to be prayed right away and the things that need to be taken care of, all your prayers contain different timing and things like that. I mean, there are some prayers that you've been praying for a long, long, long time, right? And you're praying for them things and praying for them things, and sometimes you don't pray for them during the day or during a day or maybe even a week or something, but you always got it on your heart. Well, that's the things that's on the back burner. You got them on the back burner, and they're always on the prayer list, and you pray for them every now and then, and you're waiting for them. All right, and then you got the prayers that need to be done just before you put all the plates on the table and call everybody that's there, the right-away prayers that I need right here, right now, and all this. What the Bible means by pray without ceasing, it means always be in a heart attitude and be walking right with the Lord and have everything right within you, so that if a prayer needs to be lifted up immediately, then you're able to talk with God right away. Pray without ceasing. In other words, I'm able to get a hold of the Lord. In other words, if I'm riding down the interstate and I see a bad wreck in front of me and I pull over there and there's a guy bleeding to death and he's going to die, it looks like he's going to die in just a few minutes and I'm the first one there, then I ain't got to get on my knees and repent of about 40 different things and get my relationship right with God before I can pray for this man. I can go right into prayer for him. You see, I can pray without ceasing. I don't have to stop for nothing. I can pray for him. I can pray. You see, that's what the Bible's talking about. That's kind of how Thanksgiving meal talking about prayer, but everybody likes Thanksgiving meal, so just go along with it. Now, in your diamond there, from your diamond down on the bottom, just throw your arrow back up in the middle on the right. Now, you see, put you another circle there and put God in that. All right, over on the left, you got me. Now, what we're talking about is spiritual growth, and our communication has got to stay open with us. That's one of the vital requirements of a good daily walk, is that we keep our communication open with the Lord and that we grow. How do we do that? Well, first thing is I got me over on the left, and then I go down to prayer, and through prayer, I talk to God over there on the right. You see? All right, now over there on the circle on the right where God is, draw you another circle going up to the top side of your diamond up there. Now up at the top, put Bible study and put God talks to me. God talks to me. That's reading your Bible, doing what you're doing right this very second, listening to preaching and teaching of the Word of God, studying the Word of God, finding out what God the Holy Ghost means in His words, in His book, and studying the Word of God to show thyself approved unto God. Now, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Now, that's what we're looking for, is to grow. We're looking for profit, right? And is profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Okay, now that's the idea. All right, the idea is starting at me. I pray down there at the bottom, and I talk to God. Well, how do we seal up this communication? Well, God talks to me through Bible study and through His Word. In John 6:63, the Bible says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth; the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." You see, God talks to us by us reading His Word, and we find out truth, and we find out the will of God and the mind of the Lord, and the answers to lots of our prayers and our ideas and our desires and our affections and everything having to do with life through the Word of God. And the reason that most people don't have a good daily walk, or a lot of people don't have a good daily walk, is because they're not growing. And the reason they're not growing and becoming more mature in the Word of God is because they do not study the Word of God. Their diamond is not closed up. They don't have a complete circuit of communication. They might pray every now and then and talk to the Lord, or they might read the Bible. Those two things are vital for our communication with the Lord. And let me tell you something. It takes years and years to understand that. And then once you get it, you wonder, why ain't I always been doing this? Because let me tell you something. It's real and it works. God will talk to you through the Word of God. When the Bible says God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Bible says through sincerity and truth. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. It says, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. God wants to know and see the sincerity of your heart. He ain't like He's holding a carrot out in front of you, but the Lord wants to see the sincerity of your heart, of whether or not you really mean it, that you want to know Him, that you want to walk with Him, that you want to communicate with Him. Nobody likes to be talked to just because somebody has to talk to you. We like to be talked to because people are interested in us. The same thing with the Lord. When we communicate with the Lord wants us to talk to Him as God and as a friend. Jesus said, I call you no more, I forget what that was, I call you no more servants, but I call you friend. Remember? So, the vital requirement of good daily walk is that a Christian, he grows in spiritual maturity. And how do we do that? We do that through Bible study. That's us talk. That's God talking to me. And then turn right around and complete the communication circle by, or diamond, or whatever you want to call it, by me praying and talking with the Lord. And you've seen the scriptures for that. Okay? So, looks like we're kind of getting close on the time here. But the next things we're going to talk about, we're going to go ahead and stop right there. But talking about communication, let me ask you a few questions. Do you pray? All right, let me ask you another question. Do you try to pray? Do you try to pray? I mean, all this stuff about, Daniel did that. He prayed three times a day. He prayed morning, noon, and night, okay? And there's a couple other people in the Bible that prayed at certain times, and that's fine. Okay, but the Bible doesn't tell us specific times to pray and doesn't tell us specific positions to pray. And it shows us all kinds of things, and we're going to get into that when we get into the study of prayer in the letter P. Okay, but the Bible doesn't hold us under the law when it comes to praying. We don't have to go to the temple, and we don't have to do things like that. We can pray anytime. The Bible says, come boldly under the throne of grace. We can pray anytime we want to, anything about anything we want to, and talk with the Lord openly. The Bible says we're accepted in the beloved, and we can talk to Him anytime we want to. So, the idea is, like, for instance, in your marriage, you decide that you're having a communication problem and it's affecting your relationship and it's messing up, and it's all because of a broken circuit of communication, and we don't talk to one another. So you decide that you're going to try to start talking to one another. What do? You make provisions to talk with one another. You do it on purpose. You turn television off. You sit there, close all the books, you look one another in the face, and somebody opens their mouth and starts flapping their tongue with some air, and we get going with some communication. Same thing with the Lord. Same thing with the Lord. You got to start praying, and when the Lord sees, and God the Holy Ghost will help you, He intercedes, and when He sees that you're sincere and that you're putting forth the effort, like I said, it's not like a carrot and being and God upbraiding us and making fun of us and stuff like that. It's not like that. It's the sincerity that the Lord wants to see, that you care enough about Him and you love Him that you want to talk to to him. And then God the Holy Ghost will make it to where it gets easier and easier to talk to you. And I mean, it gets sweet sometimes talking with the Lord, where you just, you're talking with him and you don't even realize it, and time has just passed. And then sometimes it's like pulling the teeth to get your mind to shut up, and your mind's just so stinking going crazy, and thoughts popping in there, and the devil making you think of a million different things when you're trying to talk to the Lord, and interrupting you and stuff like that. Sometimes it's like that, and it's like pulling teeth trying to talk with the Lord. That's just the way it is. But the idea is that you talk with him anyway. You talk with him anyway. So you got to want to talk to the Lord, not because you have to, but because you want to. Now, that makes a good daily walk, okay? And that's one requirement of a good daily walk, is that you grow. And the only way you're going to grow is to be in that Bible and be talking with the one that you love. And the Bible says, the song says, prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. And that's the way we are. That flesh don't want nothing to do with prayer, and it don't want nothing to do with that Bible. You're going to have to fight the flesh to do it. The devil don't want you to have nothing to do with the Bible, and he don't want you to talk to God. You're going to have to fight him and war against him. And the world definitely is not going to lead you to that Bible. And the world is not going to pray. You already see that. So we got the enemies already. You don't have to develop another enemy, and you don't have to be your own enemy. But if you go and talk with the Lord, that's why it's called devotion. Your devotion. You are devoted to the Lord, and your allegiance is to the Lord because of what he has done, because of who he is, and because we love him. Okay? So the daily walk, the vital requirements of a good daily walk. Let me give you these scriptures here. You ready? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. John chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. John chapter 6, verse 63. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. excuse me. Chapter 5 and verse number 17, that's what it is, 17. So I hope that you'll start, if you don't already, you know, just forget about what's been in the past and everything else. We got to learn how to talk with the Lord. We got to learn how to talk to him, and it is possible, and there have been people that have good conversation with the Lord, and they had to learn too. So we've learned about vital requirements, and that through prayer that we talk with the Lord, and through Bible reading and Bible study, we learn the Lord's mind, and he talks with us. And God the Holy Ghost, as we get closer to the Lord and we start listening to God the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, we can communicate. We talk with him. There's days I talk with him all day long, and I know you do too. And then there's some days that things are just so messed up in my head that I can't even seem to get one sentence across without it being messed up somehow. I don't understand it, but I know it's real. And I know that the Lord cares. I know he cares. And don't you? And I'm glad about it. So praise the Lord for a daily walk, and that our God didn't just save us and leave us sitting down here without him, that he wants to have a relationship with us. So until the next recording, bye-bye.